Ah, little soul. Good, you're here. Now I understand the responsibilities as my scribe are long, and there is quite the deal of extensive writing to it. I'm just hoping you're keeping accurate records, because after today, I can barely keep my head on straight. May I see some of the tablets? What you've written? Ah, okay. Let's see. I have a meeting with Orpheus. Oh, I can't keep bumping that one back. I told him not to look back the first time, but did he listen? No. That's 7. Is it AM or PM? I can't tell. Okay. Kerberos is getting groomed. Oh no. I've been putting that off too. His breath has been stinking something foul. What date is this? I can scarcely read it. You were given the post as my scribe, as my stenographer, as my personal attendant, because your writing was immaculate. I could see every word you wrote in Greek. I could see everything you wrote in cuneiform and Coptic. What is this? This looks like something the chicken that Diogenes brought to Socrates' meeting, jumbled and wrote after he'd plucked it. Oh, Uranus' balls. I can't remember any of these meetings now. No. Oh, really? It's not your fault? Do explain to me, little soul, how this is simply not your fault. Oh. Distracted by my voice. Oh. Zeus's beard. And you worked so hard so you could get close to me. I'm guessing this was all your ploy to begin with. Well, I can hardly be furious with you and direct my godly wrath your way. But still, such insouciance must be punished. So, open that toga of yours. Yes, right here in the throne room. If Aphrodite hath stricken you with unyielding desire, then it is no sin to display it. There we go. That's a good little soul. Now, why don't you focus on the sound of my voice telling you to touch yourself? That's my good little pet. Yes, just like that. Why don't you squat down a little, spread your legs, give us all a better view. Good. How sorry are you, my little soul? Deeply, miserably, Well, I suppose that I, being the magnanimous lord of the underworld that I am, can forgive you these transgressions and not hurl you headlong into the pits of Tartarus for failing me. After all, I should take some small measure of responsibility, shouldn't I? Yes, I believe I should. Keep going. Keep playing with yourself. Stick your fingers in nice and deep. Oh, there we go. Rub that clit. Yes. That's my delicious little pet. Oh, everyone else is enjoying the show too. Do keep going. Oh, are you getting close? Yes. Then stop touching yourself. What's with that look? I did say this would be a punishment, did I not? Look at you. So desperate. So needy. Such a precious little toy. And yet a slave to their desires. You serve me in all capacities. You should know that by now. You do? I'd hate to have to replace you as scribe. Let's see how much longer you can hold out. The next time you get close, tell me and stop on your own. I'm not going to command you to do it. This is an exercise to see how well you can restrain yourself. That's it. Fingers going in and out. Oh, so deep. What do you think of? Do you think of hanging on to the horns that curl back from my forehead as you ride me? Or perhaps I'm laying you down in my bed, claiming you. Oh, you stopped on your own. Oh, such a good little slut. I suppose you deserve something of a reward. Come on then. Up here. Climb on my throne. I know I'm much larger than you. But that's part of what makes this so fun. There we go. Let's angle the tip right at you, cunt. Yes. Let's hold on to that little waist of yours and pull you down slowly. Yes. Perhaps on the days when I can't trust you to be my scribe, you'll have to be my little cock warmer instead. Riding my cock diligently, as I listen to the pleas of souls. It can get so very dull and repetitive. Oh, please, Lord Hades, give me another chance at life. Oh, please. Great Lord Hades. Give me a chance to see my loved ones. It's all very tedious, but the rules are clear. More often than not, I have to say no. And I hate saying no. It makes me seem like the bad guy. You don't think I'm the bad guy, do you, my sweet little pet? No, of course not. Oh, you worship the air I breathe. The ground I walk on, everything about me you adore and worship. If only I had more followers like you. Yes, are you enjoying yourself? Riding. Lord Hades' thick, fat cock making your stomach bulge outwards with the sheer size of it. I know. I'm so large, aren't I? Oh, but I hardly think that's a detriment. Do you want to milk my balls into you? Yes, do you want to be my perfect little cum dump? Oh, yes, you do. What about when I pull your hair like this, Or cast a little magic to stimulate those nipples and your clit at the same time? Oh, that's my cute little pet. Oh, that's my good slut. Getting so turned on, moaning for me, panting, being so out of breath as you desperately ride me. Desperate for that pleasure. Oh, did you just come again? What was that? Number three? You're just impaling yourself on my cock over and over again. Oh, enjoying yourself so greatly. Yes. All right, hold on. I think it's time I finish this. Yes, fuck. Look at that stomach bulge from the size of my massive fucking cock, splitting you in two. Oh, not to worry. It's not like you have a mortal form to break. Souls are very malleable. Oh, yes, I love the feeling of my huge fucking balls smacking against your thighs. Yes, yes, you're doing so good. Do you want my cum? Do you want my godly seed poured deep inside of you? You might swell up even more. Yes? Pray for it. Beg me for it. Yes, good little pet. Yes. Fuck. That felt rather nice. I suppose you can stay here for a bit. Be my little cock sleeve. Besides, with your belly so full of cum like this, I doubt you could really move much. When you regain consciousness, I hope you're able to perform your duties admirably. That's good. Go ahead and pass out for now, my little toy. You've earned yourself a rest.